Hello.
Hello, hey, good morning, Raymond. This is Joe. How are you?
But I'm doing good. Thank
All right.
you.
Are you busy at work or are you outside or
No. I'm available. We can talk now. That's a good
free
time.
talk? Well, that's good to know. That's good to
That's a
know.
good
So how's
time.
the process and everything going on with the website?
So far, I mean, for what I see, only a very minor thing that need to be fixed, but otherwise, I can say we're moving forward pretty well.
You're moving forward pretty well, you think?
Yeah, so far I think it's look okay to me. I mean, it's not. I
How
mean,
would
we
you?
have enough. Say it again.
I'm saying that, and how would you rate your service being done out of 10?
You get the 8 out of 10. Yeah.
You'll give us an 8? Well,
Yeah.
eight is a good number. 8's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, it takes us longer than we thought, but at least we
Yeah.
still, at the end, we get what we wanted, so that's enough. That's good enough, you know.
Well, you know that the longer it takes, the better, right?
Yeah, I mean, somehow, yes. Because I can say, as of now, this morning, I'm looking at it, it looks, you know, something way better and closer to what I wanted to see.
And what do you think about this business, Raymond, if I ask you, like, what do you think about it? How long will this business run for you? And what are your expectations from this business?
I mean, I have a full business plan where we go through all our numbers, everything. So as long as our projections stay the same, we would say by the end of the year, we should be able to do major changes in what we're doing. I mean, but let me put it, by the end of the year 2023, we should feel comfortable about what we are doing. Because one thing that brings us people and clients is mostly the tax season. So we need to be ready and get everything started and get the, you know, we will do some kind of heavy marketing in January. Full month of January will be full heavy marketing. By February, March and April, it's for the tax season, so we should see people coming to our door and make the decision.
And what do you and what kind of marketing are you expecting? Like, what kind of marketing do you think?
Everything online, local radios and papers, being in the communities, everything. We would
Okay.
try everything.
And
A lot of marketing.
okay. All right. And I'm thinking that if regarding the marketing or anything at all, all right. Well, the marketing is the vital role in any business, because if someone doesn't know about your business, how will they even know? Like, and how will they even come onto your website or to your business to go ahead and provide you business at all? All right. So the marketing, I think, is a vital role in the business.
We will move with our marketing and have it. We put a budget on the side for that. We will do our
Raymond, do you have business cards with you for your business or no?
No, we have not, because we're kind of getting everything from scratch and trying to put
Well,
on the logo that you give us. We will
let me help you
try
out
to get
with the
everything.
let me help you out with the business cards, all right? Free of cost. There won't be any cost involved into that. I'll get a design for you. All right, and if you like design, you can get them printed out from any local stores near you.
Yeah, I mean, that's two things we wanted. We want a new letterhead with the logo, and the business card with the logo as well. So those two, and we'll just to try, you know, we want to sell out our logo to the community, so when they see it, they know what it is and where it is, something like that.
And how
So
many
if you can
business
sponsor
cards and how many business cards are
it.
you looking to get?
I mean, we will do a visit, leave a business card in places like, you know, local business area where our community are
Okay, so
involved, like
how many in
the
quantity
corner
would you like to have for the
office.
business cards, if I ask?
We're looking for 1,000 for each community, which make it about 2,000 on business card. We will do flyers later. put it on. Flowers, 5,000 flowers later. But as of now, a 2,000 business card will be put in both communities, you know, places. And that, I mean, we want to be out there as soon as our website is on. And we want to be out in people's face and, you know, at least leave something behind. A business card would be a good way to start that process.
Got it. Got it. All right. Okay. And how much, what do you think, like, how much have the website been prepared now? Like, is it completed 80%? Is it completed 90%? How much is it?
I would say by looking at it now, we are around 85-90% of our website. There's only one page that needs to be completed, is the home page. Otherwise, I feel okay with everything else, too. I mean, not because of me not being 100% available during this last week.
And I suppose that you wanted a payment merchant over there as well. That will be PayPal, correct?
Yes, I want the PayPal to be on it, and I want services. I have one important correction to be made on services. If you click on the translation.
Okay.
Yeah. Translation services, when you see the first one is professional translation of types of documents of any of the listed language. So after that, you see upload document, which is choose file. That it's where people can upload any document that they wanted to be translated and share it with us. So it should be one of the two files right there, so people can choose that file they want to send over.
For sure.
So that's what is missing here.
Sure.
I mean, even where you can upload that, you can erase that and put a button that says a choose file, and that's it. This important change. This is most important that we will.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. And what if I ask you in total, like, if you're having a big scope of your business and this is a business that you're working with day and night, what kind of a budget do you have in mind? All right. Like, hey, if I'm gonna go and start this business, I need to have this budget. What is the budget that you have? So, you know, everything can work out for you as per you plan, all right, and not something that goes out of budget for you.
We are on a very tight budget. We put aside $7,000 to get it back on business. As far as $7,000 can give you, not much. The new office place in Mattoon and the website. So we're coming up again with another $7,000 by the end of December. End of December, $7,000. We push most of it in marketing. This will make us, you know, buy a space with the. I mean, become a member of the Chamber of Commerce on both areas, become the member of the, let me get my mind, because I have a, just one second.
Sure, I'm here.
I'm putting out my business plan so I can reformat for you.
Yeah, we're having a little brainstorming over here, so yeah.
We have at least three memberships that we want to be public in both communities.
Like on their social medias as well, like Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn and all?
No, not that one. We're Chamber of Commerce, so we want to be local, visible. Online, we'll do another thing online. Online will be something different than being in contact with the whole country, but we want to be the community where we at, people that can show up to our place, that's the primary goal that we have. We want to cover them first. And as far as other services, which is like immigration or translation, the person can be anywhere. in the country so we can reach them. They can reach out to us through our website. We still can work for them, and we get paid over the online on the with the PayPal thing that we are about to put up on the account. Mm-hmm. But as for taxes, they need to be around.
Well, if I ask you, like, hey, I'm talking about, the marketing that you're going to start in January, you said, all right, and you said that you have a budget of $7,000 for the marketing itself, all right? So mm-hmm. you'll be doing, like, offline marketing and the online marketing as well. So you're going to go ahead, split that $7,000 in an offline and an online. Like, offline means, like, the newspaper and everything, and online. And the online means, like, social media, SEO, Google, everything about it as well, correct?
Correct.
Got it. So there will be like, Google profile and everything about it. Like if someone goes ahead, starts searches about your website, and that will be eMAGA services, all right? So it needs to be, shown over there, like on Google. If someone's searching about any kind of application, any kind of help they need in regards to immigration or anything like that in Texas, all right, so you can help them out, and your business is there, so they can just go and reach out to you and get the help done.
Yes, sir. Got it.
And so that will be starting in January.
In January we will push that, really strongly. But from now to January, we need to see our website working, get people to test it, try everything else. By December, January, that will be the full speed of the company.
Sure. Well, that's not a problem. What I'll do is I'll have a word with, one of my marketing head, all right, and I'll send out to you a proposal, which we can start in January with you.
Okay. Okay.
Does that sound good to you? In which all of the things will be mentioned, all right? So you have a better idea, and we can discuss about it later on once the website is live and the website starts, creating good funds for you, all right? And then we can go ahead and start and, talk about it for you.
Because one more thing we plan to do is to, buy time from a calling center, we're going to try to buy the zip code form, listed form, and we get the calling center to call clients and let them know at that place you can do this every day. Full online login.
Won't that be expensive for you guys?
Say again?
Well, won't that be expensive? Because if you're getting a call center to go ahead and get it done, then of course they will be asking you for money because they're human people. Will be giving out calls, and they will be constantly dialing for you. That is called cold dialing.
Outsourcing India, Haiti.
Oh.
Those people are not costly at all, and they do it through the internet form.
So you're outsourcing. Cheap labor. That's cheap labor.
Cheap labor. And we want it as a package so that person you cannot, go out without, being touched by this everywhere online marketing, on the paper, local paper, and your phone number and everything. We will be out there just to be.
Okay, well, that's a genius idea that you have.
Yeah, we have a plan, and I would love working with your team as well to push on the other side on the online everything we can do together.
That's the whole goal. All right, eMega Services is. Going to be a good big brand, all right, that will be competing on a good note with a good industry.
We know it's not easy to get a way out, but when you do the right thing, there will be enough for everybody to get something, So
absolutely.
If it
won't
works
be done
for me,
that
it
way.
Works for you. Yeah, don't worry. If it works for me, it works for you as well.
Well, and the idea outsource the call center, the idea to go ahead and outsource the call center to India, it's really great.
That's what we will do.
Well, you're a genius guy then. You're a genius guy.
Yeah. Because it's business, you need to push every door. Absolutely. Behind one of them in this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's what it is about. All right. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call back in like 30 minutes. Let me just go ahead, you know, get the things done and first, and I'll just go ahead and do that. Is that okay?
Well, that sounds good.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm available today, so we talk. Just give me a call in time.
Sure. Let me just go ahead and give you a call back in 30 minutes. All right. Let me just go and get the work done for you for your website.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take it. Bye.